The sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby that starts Monday in Montgomery County has been called the biggest Hollywood celebrity trial in the mobile news era. But the Cosby court drama will not be televised, and don't expect live tweets or other updates while court is in session either. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the court has placed strict rules on the hundreds of reporters who will be covering the Norristown trial.
Pennsylvania court officials have approved at least 120 reporters to be in the courthouse for the Cosby trial, but no cameras are allowed in, and reporters have to turn off their phones the whole time. Officials are taking this dead seriously. Anyone who violates these rules could be held in contempt of court. That's punishable by fine or even jail time.
You're probably dealing a little bit with the fear of the unknown potential of new technology.
That's Temple University law professor Kathy Staunchy. She says Pennsylvania courts established no filming rules back in the 1970s.
So having television coverage in the courtroom involved big cables and giant cameras and things like that. And you can imagine that that was pretty significantly disruptive to the course of a trial.
But with technology so much more compact these days, why still ban shooting video and tweeting in the courtroom? Court officials say some witnesses have privacy concerns, and they say keeping technology out makes sure no outside forces influence the proceeding. Staunchy cites yet another factor.
To avoid making the trial into some kind of prurient entertainment circus for the public.
But the circus will not be eliminated, just delayed. When court is on recess, reporters will be allowed to email, tweet, and record themselves giving updates from the hallway. Greg Leslie with the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press says, what's the point of that? He says a trial is a public event, and reporters are there to bear witness for the millions who can't be there in person. Leslie says banning using phones, cameras, and microphones inside the courtroom makes the whole process less accountable.
At worst, what it does is guarantees that a less accurate version of events will get out to the public. So what's the benefit in that?
Linda Deutsch understands the value of recording trials. She covered high-profile court cases for the Associated Press for 48 years. She wrote about the trial of O.J. Simpson, where TV cameras were rolling from start to finish. Deutsch says that created a historical record.
He had his moment when he tried on the famous gloves and said they didn't fit him, and that was a moment for history. And it was televised.
While Deutsch says the Cosby trial should be filmed, she says good reporting will fill in the gaps left by a lack of video. She says many Americans think that the 1971 trial of Charles Manson was caught on camera, but it wasn't. She knows because she was there.
You've seen still pictures of the defendants for so many years, and you have read such vivid accounts of what was said in that trial and of the horrors of the murders and of Manson and all his pronouncements. None of that was done on camera.
If reporters got their way, the Cosby trial would be covered with hundreds of live videos and tweets. Deutsch says that could actually give the public a fragmented view. She thinks there might be a silver lining to forcing journalists to turn off their phones, though she admits she grew up in a different era of journalism.
If you are sitting there looking at a screen, you are not looking at the witness, you're not looking at the judge, you're not looking at everything going on in the courtroom that makes a trial what it is.
But Leslie with the Committee for Freedom of the Press says that many Americans are now used to experiencing news in real time on Facebook and Twitter, and shutting those out undercuts an American tradition that the courthouse doors should always be open to the public.
And so it seems like almost an artificial barrier when we've got this very natural, straightforward way to monitor trials across the country, by electronic coverage.
For those anticipating the Cosby trial, expect repeat images of the comedian entering and leaving the courthouse. TV networks will have to put that video on loop because it'll be all they have. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.